Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Our next guest is hockey legend Jeremy Roenick. You now see him on television as a hockey analyst, but he was one of the great players.
Right.
Had a major career in the NHL with the Chicago Blackhawks, then went to Phoenix and played for a couple other teams. And now you can see him on television. In fact, Galvin, I believe, and we'll ask him about this when we get him on the line, I believe he was here for the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
And he was doing his show from outside pregame before the game started at the Amalie Arena. And I believe, sadly, that while he was live on national television, was a victim of that dubious Captain Hornblast.
Pesky.
Guy who wears a wrestling mask and carries a backpack around that has a Hornblast or horn in it.
Right.
And that guy managed to scare the poop out of Roenick on television.
You probably don't want to do that to Roenick because he will fight an alligator, so I'm sure he would fight Captain Hornblaster.
Well, the thing is that you can't really tell Captain Hornblaster what to do. He's
right.
So elusive. We'll never, in fact, know his identity, but he does seem to show up at a lot of our gigs.
Yeah.
So he was able to do that out there before the Stanley Cup game. Roenick's got a book out. The book is called Shoot First, Pass Later, My Life, No Filter. That is why he is one of the good guys, because he is a true scumbag. He has no problem partying, doing what he does, and then talk about it. In fact, my favorite scumbag of all time is former New York Yankee David Wells. They are now best friends. In fact, Wells has best friends now in categories.
Okay.
Jerry is his best all-time life friend.
Right.
Roenick is his best California friend.
Uh-huh.
And I am his best Florida friend.
Oh, nice.
I'll take it.
Sure.
I'll be the Southern Division.
You
friend.
Cover the Southern region.
The two of them together, I have not had the pleasure of hanging out with them both together. I would imagine my liver will fear that. And it sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would say that the world would tilt whenever they're together.
I'm going to try and get a lot of answers out of him and things that I don't think have been answered before, like which member of the hockey team destroyed the hotel room at the Nagano Olympics. And Roenick writes about in his first book about how he used to sneak out of hotels and try to sneak back in.
Past curfew.
Yeah, but what was he doing? Was he out banging broads? Was he getting drunk? We'll find out. Let's go to Hotline and welcome to the show for the first time, I believe. This is hockey legend Jeremy Roenick. JR, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
It's a pleasure to have you on. We have a mutual friend. In fact, I've been designated his best friend in Florida, while you have been designated his best friend in California, and that is the true scumbag himself, David Wells.
He's with me. He's with me right now in Pebbles.
That's what he said. He said that he was going. This is such a weird story. My son and my best friend's son are both 9 years old, and they're both huge into hockey. They play hockey and stuff. So I bought 2 Roenick jerseys and sent them to Wells to have them autographed for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And they got lost.
Oh.
And they were finally recovered, and he told me he was going out in Pebble with you and to send them there. Anyway, so I would imagine the two of you were drinking last night?
Yeah, we had a long night last night. He's not drinking, though, because he's sick. But he's, he found a way to have some fun, that's for sure.
What? He has taught me ways to have fun with little gingerbread cookies before, which is fantastic.
He's definitely very creative when it comes to making sure that the party always happens the right way. Yes.
Would you not admit, yeah, though, as much fun as he is, he's also such a big baby complainer. He is the worst complainer of anybody that I know.
If you looked at his golf bag and saw how many bent clubs he has, I'm gonna have to agree with you on the complaining.
Yeah, I've seen him destroy golf tees.
Big strong guy, he does complain.
It is great to have you on the show. Jeremy's got a new book out called Shoot First, Pass Later, My Life, No Filter. While you were here in Tampa, I don't know if you're going to remember this, for the Stanley Cup, you were out broadcasting from the plaza in the Amalie Arena, and you were assaulted by a guy, an elusive character that has no relation to this show whatsoever, that goes by the name Captain Hornblaster, where he has a Mexican wrestling mask. And he had a giant...
Yeah, I absolutely remember him.
I have no idea who that guy is or what his affiliation is.
We're
certainly
looking
not
for
this
him
show.
For you.
Yeah, yeah. It's great video that we run on the website all the time of him behind you scaring the crap out of you.
Yeah, by the way, that's not a good place for him to be either, with a mask like that is right behind me. So, that's not... Yeah, I'd rather have him right in front of me, but that guy was kind of spooky.
I can't wait to come back to Tampa. We'll find him and let you beat him up here in the studio.
Great. I can't wait either.
Who is crazier, Wells or Probert?
That's a tough question. Wells, definitely, because Proby off the ice was like a big teddy bear. He was so kind and gentle and nice and approachable, where David's just maybe the opposite. He's, you know... you got to get to know David, and he's one of the two greatest people in the world, but you have to get to know him to understand them. And
yes.
Proby was easy to get to, to cuddle up to really quick.
Boy, I bet the two of you are like Han Solo and Chewbacca, Wells being the Chewbacca of the deal.
it's amazing that two people from different sports that have very similar personalities and paths and have gotten together and gotten along so well.
Yeah, well, good. I look forward to reading about the two of you on TMZ one day. You told stories about sneaking out of the hotel and sneaking back in before Keenan would catch you. Did you do that a lot?
I wouldn't say a lot. I played for 20 years, so, it's going to happen a few times. But, all the times that I did it seemed to turn out in a good story. I don't know, probably 10 15 times in the course of a career, which might be a lot, but not when you think about how many road trips we have. You had to get creative. There's no question.
Having known some of knowing now like some of the younger guys that play, it seems that you're like a different class. Like the good guys, the old school hockey guys were old dirty guys that would sneak out. It seems like none of those guys would do that now, or very few.
I don't think so. I think not too often that you would. You'd see a guy do that these days because, it's, I think it's more squeaky clean. I think the guys that take care of themselves better. I think they're, it's a different mentality now. Big money, big business. And I think they take it, a lot more serious now than they did in the 80s.
If you had to, pick the best player in the NHL right now, who would you say that is?
That's Patrick Kane.
Yeah,
Patrick Kane and Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin. The three of them right now, I think, they're lighting it up every single night. They're exciting to watch. They put numbers on the board every night. Patrick, obviously, at the 23-game scoring streak. They're just so much fun to watch night in and night out. So I'm going to say they are.
When you come down here for the Stanley Cup, does that still surprise you? Like, people are still, for some reason, surprised that hockey is in Florida. It's like we've forgotten how to make ice down here. Like we can't have it inside like everybody else because it's hot. It's ridiculous. But I had a fight with the entire city of Boston in the playoffs last time because they treat this area like a very little respect when it comes to hockey. But the Tampa Bay Lightning have had some of the best attendance records in the league.
Yeah, I've always loved playing in Tampa. They've always been really knowledgeable, and maybe that's the snowbirds that come down or the Canadians that move down from Canada or whatever, or just the way that the Lightning have been able to educate the people down there. And I think they've done a great job of marketing. Steve Eisman's done a great job, I think, getting the right guys on the ice, putting things in the community and making sure the community is involved. It's been really, really well received. And hey, listen, when we lost in 2004 down there, the playoffs, the building was as rowdy and loud as I remember any building.
Yeah, it's great. And I think having Esposito tied to the team, too, certainly right. As a guy who brought it here, it brings those old-school hockey fans in. We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. He's got a new book out. It's a memoir called Shoot First, Pass Later, My Life, No Filter. This is a guy you want to read about. This is a guy who not only has lived a great hockey life, but has lived a great behind-the-scenes hockey life and is not afraid to talk about it.
Has some stories.
Great stories. And how come you never, like a guy who played as long as you have and has as much to offer as you have, how come you never went into coaching?
Cause I think I'm still too young. I think I was too young to coach. I turned 46 next month, so I'm still, to me, I'm still a young guy and have a lot to a lot of things that I want to do. I thought, I wanted to do television, so I'm doing that. I'm not ruling it out. I've actually talked about it quite extensively with my wife over the last couple months about maybe starting to, get into that realm. I think I'd be a very good coach. I think I'd, the knowledge of the game, I'm very, very knowledgeable about the game. And I think I would help a lot of kids, especially, especially making sure that they get they get the most out of their talent and motivation. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Because you've been pretty outspoken about current players. I mean, you even at one point said that a lot of them are lazy and complacent now because of the kind of paydays that they get. And I think you would bring some of that old school hockey mentality back into the league.
I would, without question. You know, I would be fair, but I would definitely be firm, and I would have a firm grip and make sure that you know, that I would get guys going whether they wanted to or not.
How long have you been married?
I'm approaching 24 years, believe it or not.
Trying in my head quickly to figure out if the years 22. Of playing in Chicago were the greatest
1992.
Were they the greatest ass-getting years ever, or were they married years?
No. Hey, listen, being a professional athlete, it's always around you.
Yeah.
Those were definitely good days. Every day is really a good day when you're a professional athlete.
I believe
it.
Yeah,
but also it helps that you're good looking and you got a sense of style. I mean, some of these guys, especially hockey players, the teeth and the deal, you know, but I mean, you know, they get the average string along puck bunnies, but I mean, you can get top quality broads. You know.
Yeah. It's not like, you don't get the, you don't have to be a wingman too often. That's a good thing.
Right. Who'd you run with back in the day? Was it you and, I don't know, Chelio seems like he'd be boring.
Me and Chelly. Chelly and I, we were running mates. Him and I, we found many corners to hide in when I was a kid. So he taught me the ropes, and he's still going hard, and I'm still going hard. So
he is still going hard. The last time I saw him, he was backstage on tour with Eddie Vedder. That's a life.
He has a very eclectic friend base. Eddie Vedder is one of his best friends. Kid Rock is another one of his best friends. He goes on Kid Rock's his cruise every year, and he just went down to, I think he went down to Rio to Brazil with Kid Rock just recently. So he goes everywhere with these guys. He's got a very fun group to hang out with. Randy Gerber and, you know, Cindy Crawford and all them. It's pretty crazy.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. That is a great, weird group.
Kid Rock
to Randy Gerber. I don't know if you've addressed this. And who destroyed the hotel room at the Nagano Olympics?
It really wasn't destroyed. It was a fire extinguisher was blown up in the room was emptied out in the room. But it could have cleaned it up with a vacuum cleaner. Yep, Canadian Media made a bigger deal out of it. You know, the chairs broke when we were just sitting playing cards. Chairs would break right under us because they were made for 140-pound Asian people, not 230-pound hockey players. So, you know, they said that we broke chairs and all that stuff. They said chairs broke themselves. Now, you know, Canadian Media just wanted to make a mockery out of the United States.
Can you imagine if you go into coaching and you go back to Chicago, what a great life that would be. You'll be the king of Chicago.
Oh my God. I don't know if I'd stay. I don't think I'd be married after that. My wife would probably divorce me if that ever happened.
I was going to say that. I was like, you better have that conversation with your wife. Prepare her before you go in there.
No kidding. No question.
And look over your prenup again, just to make sure you're covered on everything. Before you were married, what was the best city for hockey girls?
Montreal.
That's it. Everybody said it. Yeah. Knew you were going to say that. The most beautiful or just the sluttiest?
You know what? They were gorgeous, and they just have great attitudes. Without question, great attitudes. And they're not the stuffy, let's not talk about sex. Let's talk about this. They're very, very open and very friendly in Montreal, that's for sure.
Do you guys ever, we talked to Motley Crue a couple of times, and every year before they go out on tour, they would like say, okay, this year we're doing oldest, whoever bangs the oldest girl is the winner.
They'd have a plan.
Yeah, or mother-daughter team. You guys ever set any goals?
It's funny you mentioned Motley Crue. One year I was down in Tampa, and I was hurt. I was injured, and I went to the dollhouse down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, right before the game. So I'm sitting in the dollhouse, and who's sitting in the corner was Vince Neil. And I went over, had a drink with him, and partied with him for a little bit, and he was pretty awesome. So I'm a huge Motley Crue fan, and I got to meet Vince Neil right there in your backyard.
Yeah, I've seen him in that dollhouse a couple of times. Wells and I flew out to Vegas to go to Vince Neil's bachelor party. And he was passed out drunk by 8:30. I was like, I thought you'd be the strongest one here. Listen, I loved watching you play hockey. I love seeing you on TV. And I love that you're still involved in the game, man. And now that you and Boomer are hanging out, I hope to meet you soon. And people, check out Jeremy Roenick's book. If you're a hockey fan or not, you talk about Christmas time. You want to buy a gift for a guy that'll enjoy reading it. Shoot First, Pass Later, My Life, No Filter by Jeremy Roenick. Great to have you on, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And they can go to my website too, roenicklife.com, and I'll personalize it and send it right to the house. So I appreciate that.
That is awesome. Have a great holiday, and it's good to talk to you, and kiss Boomer's big, dumb, bald head for me.
Oh, I will see him in 10 minutes. I will make sure that I do that.
All right, pal. Take it easy.
See you, guys. Thanks.
Hey, that guy's a legend, dude.
Seems like a cool dude.
See, but you see how I don't know him. I've never met him before. And I could ask him what city's the best for hockey whores.
Right.
And he shoots out an answer right away. Imagine what's in the book. You know?
Right, right.
That's the kind of book you want to read.
And now imagine players now that are still in the league to play and can't answer anything. You know what I mean? Yeah, so.
He's great. Jeremy Roenick. Check it out. Again, his book, Shoot First, Pass Later, My Life, No Filter. Roenick Life, is that what he said? RoenickLife.com?
RoenickLife.com, yeah.
Get it personalized. Send it out for a gift for the holidays.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at GoldenDiamondSource.com.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/build. That's Chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.